League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gao Media Station.
Sounds fascinating.
Vasquez beaten away by Buffon. And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net! Mamma mia!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
The second hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we roll on here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. A moment for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Now, John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. All you have to do is go to DaspitLaw.com or call 713-322-HURT, 713-322-4878. They're bilingual. Nobody wants to get in an accident, but car accidents, boat, motorcycle, these things happen. You need great representation. You'll get it from John and the Daspit Law Firm. They're going to treat your case as if it's their own. They work 24-7, nights and weekends. Go to the website for advice, DaspitLaw.com, and they are sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Also, big reminder, the Gorgeous Gale. It's the Irish pub with the Irish feel. It's the Gorgeous Gale in West University. Soccer fans, head over to Gorgeous Gale. Hey, this summer, seven live shows. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. It is going to be your World Cup watching headquarters. It's 55-55 Morningside, the Gorgeous Gale. Get over there this summer during the World Cup. Stop in for a pint and a bite. Great whiskey offerings as well. Great pub food. That is thegorgeousgale.com. And, man, looking forward to doing all those live shows. We're going to have a lot of fun out there. We'll do those post-World Cup matches. So get out. Enjoy the fun over there. All right. Coming on now, TSN play-by-play man, longtime friend, Peter Shad, calling in. We've got him from Vancouver now. Peter, thank you very much for coming on the show.
You had me at whiskey, Glenn. Details are there.
You like a good whiskey offering, Peter?
I sure do.
There you go.
I have to say, though, Glenn, you know, I've been in the league now for 8 years. This is the first time I've appeared on Soccer Matters, so I'm mildly annoyed and a little bit hurt. But
wait a second. Is that true?
It's true. This is my maiden voyage on Soccer
Matters.
We've
been talking. So. We've been talking for years.
I know.
Wow, that's a I must get a yellow card for that one. I might even be sent off for that because you're as knowledgeable as anybody when it comes to the Vancouver Whitecaps, and that's who we're talking about. So let's talk a little about the Whitecaps because, man, they have been inconsistent. They have been up and down, at times lacking cohesion. Where are they right now heading into this game against the Dynamo, and how much pressure is on the Whitecaps and Carl Robinson?
There's pressure for sure. This won't be a comfortable spell. The good news is the Whitecaps have a little significant spell here of games at BC Place, and they've always done well against Houston at home since 2011, and then they have San Jose on Wednesday before a trip to Dallas on Saturday. So this is a big week. And what Carl Robinson would love to have is just some cohesion and a settled 11, which is hard to do in a three-game week. So it'll be interesting to see how he rotates from Saturday through Wednesday and Friday through the week. But right now, the problem is, as you said, it's a lack of cohesion. You know, they've had 10 games, 10 different lineups. They just can't seem to find the right formula. And there's a couple of players who just were trying to figure out what their best position is. And then when they don't get goals from set piece, and when the Whitecaps don't score first, every team in the league that they face now knows that if they sit deep and have two banks of four against them, the Whitecaps have a difficult time getting around, through, or over top that kind of a scheme. And we saw it in Minnesota. And even though they were down to 10 men, they still blocked it off, retreated to the edge of their 18-yard box, and the Whitecaps really had to rely on hopeful crosses. So So last year they succeeded a lot on set pieces, and when they scored that first goal, they draw the opposition out. They can counterattack, and more often than not, they were able to put the game away with a second goal. But that has not occurred this year. They haven't scored enough goals, and then they haven't kept the ball out of their net either.
Well, we saw that in Houston where they sat back and really harmed the Dynamo in a big way on the counterattack through Breck Shea. Obviously, this is a team that does have some new pieces. I know Felipe was much desired up there. They've gotten him. Kai Kamara is there. Guys not with the team last year. How influential have those guys been? We know Kamara scored from the penalty kick here in Houston.
He's been excellent, and he's exactly what they needed. I mean, if you talk about the kind of player the Whitecaps wanted, a target number nine who could play facing the goal or back to goal, Kai Kamara is perfectly cast for that. He's had some injury problems, mind you, so that sort of hampered him a little bit. He had two absolute sitters in Minnesota in the second half as he came on as a sub, and probably, an informed Kai Kamara would have scored them both, one with head, one with foot. So he's a key, and I'm certain that he'll come good as long as he stays healthy. Felipe is somebody Carl's been trying to get for the whole time he's been here. He's tried two different times previously, and we see his quality and his range of passing, and, you know, he can be clever in midfield, but he could also play, you know, a raking 60-yard ball. He just hasn't been cast in the perfect position for him yet. Is he a number eight? Is he a number six? He's not a number 10. He's none of the above. So what is he then? And who is he playing alongside in the midfield? And that's the area where the Whitecaps have struggled. Because as I said, if teams bank in and bet into their own penalty area, you need some clever trickery. You need some players who have technical ability to get through, maybe draw a foul, maybe draw a penalty. And that's what they're lacking right now. And Felipe is probably not that guy. Character-wise, I say at the moment both of them are good. Let's see, though. If the results don't turn around, those are two players that could be very difficult when times are tough.
All right, we saw this last year for the Houston Dynamo, a very similar problem. Struggled against compact defenses, teams sitting back on top of their goalkeeper, not providing a lot of opportunity to break out or space between the lines. So who is the guy off the dribble that we would look at? Is it Mesquita? Is it Jordi Reyna? Who is that guy for Vancouver that individually, and we all know individuals are the greatest things going when it comes to breaking a tactical plan apart. There's nothing better than the individual. Who is that individual for Vancouver?
Well, without question, Glenn, it's Alphonso Davies. But Davies is usually used as a wide player. But when you look at his...
I meant out of the middle, maybe, Peter. Out of the middle.
Yeah. My point is that Alphonso Davies might be the solution to play in the middle because we've seen him there and he beats people. But it should be, and the guy they brought in is Jordi Reyna. Jordi Reyna was excellent at it during the spell after he came back from injury. When he first came with the team in the summertime and he got back into the squad, he was proving it. He was beating that first line, beating that first man, drawing fouls. He could hit them from distance. He could hit them from set pieces. And he was a poacher in the box with both foot and head. Something happened near the end of that season where he was absolutely invisible. Might have been partially injury, might have been mental, who knows. But he disappeared in the Seattle series, as a lot of Whitecaps did, and he has just not got going this season either. And it's been really frustrating for him because that's why they brought that player in. And then beyond that, Nicholas Mesquita, he's been more effective as a substitute, very much like Breck Shea, than a starter. And he, too, is a difficult player to pinpoint because he's not really a number 9. He's not number 10. He's not a second striker. He's not a box-to-box midfielder. And there are times when he's excellent and he's busy and he gets around and he's a hard worker. But they need quality in that front third, and that's what they've been missing this season.
So, and I don't want to put you in a bad position here, but based on what you're telling me, at what point do we begin to talk about, well, how you're acquiring your players? And if you're acquiring these players that all are nebulous and can't define a specific role, what the heck is going on?
Well, that's a great question because we have seen in the past where Carl Robinson can get the most out of guys. And, you know, he has been the kind of a manager who has worked on a very strict budget. And the whole game plan has been try to find a diamond in the rough. in leagues that are perhaps not the most high profile, try to develop and then move them on. Another example is Anthony Blondell, who they got in the offseason. Venezuela is not what you'd call a star league, but the program is certainly coming along, as evidenced by the U-20s last summer, who were fabulous. And he's in that group of suddenly these players coming from Venezuela, like Joseph Martinez and Jefferson Savarino in RSL, these Venezuelans that are coming up and are showing some value. And they'd love to be able to get these guys and move them on. But if it doesn't happen, then you're kind of stuck with depreciating assets. And that is an issue, Glenn. It has happened here in Vancouver. And, you know, another guy you could look at right now is Kendall Waston. And although the club won't come out and say that they're trying to move Kendall Waston, this is a big year for him. He's got the World Cup coming up. He's the captain of this team, a designated player, and he's 30. So either he's going to make a move now, whether that's to Mexico or somewhere else in Latin or Central or South America, or he's going to be a Whitecap for the rest of his life. And he's on a pretty good ticket. So, I mean, this is a question certainly that has to be asked. Are there players that are being appreciated in value and then moved on in Vancouver? We haven't seen it yet. And, you know, perhaps the best player that the Whitecaps have had since 2011 that you look at and you go, okay, this is a lock to be able to be sold on is Alphonso Davies. Once his 18th birthday hits, you know, it'll be very interesting to see if they move him on right away or if they keep him, because we've seen Kakuta Mane drop off. We saw Darren Maddox drop off significantly. And that has definitely, you've addressed a problem in Vancouver.
He's Peter Shad, play-by-play man for TSN, long time at that. Really up to date on the Vancouver Whitecaps. If there's anybody you want to talk about Vancouver, it is Peter. What are some of the clubs rumored to be interested in Alphonso Davies? Because obviously we're going to give him a big build-up on our broadcast here in Houston.
Well, there were rumors about the big ones, the Manchester Uniteds, and apparently there was a United scout. And Andy O'Brien, who'd been doing some scouting for Liverpool, was in attendance last year. And people asked, you know, Andy, what are you doing here? And it's no disguise that Alphonso Davies' name has resonated in the football world, but there's been no offer. There's been absolutely no offer for Alphonso yet, and partially that's because he needs to be 18 before he gets his international transfer certificate, and that's going to be later this year. But you do wonder if he is going to go to a big club or if he's going to go to one of those intermediary-type clubs that tries to be then moving him on and developing him a little bit further, and that's a very good question. There's a lot of people that, you know, I trust, you know, implicitly in their assessment of talent, and Alphonso is the best player on the Whitecaps without question, and he's 17. And so he still has room to grow. And his packing rate, his ability to get either past people running, dribbling, or if you're passing the ball, have been incredible. And what's remarkable is the kid's unflappable. You know, he doesn't cower to the occasion. He's actually getting stronger. And that's a huge, huge aspect for the kid. He's having fun. So I would expect that come his 18th birthday, we will start to see who is serious about him and who isn't, because there's still so much upside. And, you know, the big clubs want kids that they can mold at 18 and above. Once they reach 23, the big clubs don't want them anymore. So that's going to be a very interesting thing. And it'll be interesting, too, to see how Whitecap fans would receive a move for Fonzie, because, you know, they've fallen in love with the kid. Everybody loves the kid that's the exciting talent. And he's sort of become the shining light in the Whitecaps culture right now. So we'll see what happens, but there has not been, and I know this for a fact because we asked Carl Robinson himself, there has not been a firm or concrete piece of interest from any club yet.
Peter, great stuff. Thank you very much for coming on tonight. We'll get you on real soon again, and my thanks for your time.
Always great chatting, Glenn. Thanks for having me on finally.
Yes, sir. We will do this again, I promise you. That's Peter Shad, TSN play-by-play man. And, man, is he knowledgeable about the Vancouver Whitecaps. That's the next Dynamo opponent this weekend. 9 o'clock is our pregame show on the Cube. And that game will kick off, I believe, at 9:30 from way up there in northern Canada. What a beautiful city that is, Vancouver. But it's a huge road game for the Dynamo, looking for their first. We'll take a break here as the host of Soccer Matters remind you the World Cup is right around the corner, and what better way to celebrate than with an ice cold Bud Light? Let's honor our great state of Texas this month with a beer that's made by Texans for Texans. Bud Light has been brewed deep in the heart of Texas for over 30 years right here at the Houston Brewery. Put on your Dynamo orange or put on your World Cup jersey, grab some friends and some refreshing Bud Light, and show me what your Texas is all about. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Proudly brewed in Texas, an official beer of the Houston Dynamo. Thank you, Bud Light. Also, for my friends at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Now, I've driven a BMW for years. In fact, I've leased, I've bought from Advantage numerous times. I love the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. I drive a 5 Series. Absolutely love it. Tremendous for road trips. The comfort, the drive. It is, yes, the ultimate driving machine. The other thing I like about Advantage is I'm not like the handiest of guys when it comes to cars. You know, my dad didn't get me under the hood when I was a kid working on engines or changing oil. So what I love is at Advantage BMW, the customer service, second to none. You bring your car in there, they get you all set up. It's second to none. So customer service, very big for me. Advantage BMW has you covered. Sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get yourself in a 3, 5, or 7 Series at Advantage BMW in Midtown and get that Houston hometown advantage. That's why I shop Advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. And they love soccer down there. Philip Southwick, Sergio Martinez, Justin McGeehee. These guys are big soccer fans. Get down there, get your BMW, and get out there and get a piece of driving the ultimate driving machine. We will take Bud Light break.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. So much in the news about the Houston Dynamo right now, coming off the dramatic 3-2 victory. Time now to speak with Dynamo General Manager. Before that, though, a quick word for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. They're our second hour sponsor, and we appreciate the Daspit Law Firm and their presenting sponsorship here in the second hour. Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. It could be a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction. You get very nervous in these situations. You do need representation. They will guide you through it expertly. Daspit Law Firm, working 24/7 nights and weekends for you. 713-322-HURT. Or go to the website for advice at DaspitLaw.com. Well, Matt, obviously everybody has gotten a little bit stoked about the Dynamo being linked to Fernando Torres of Atletico Madrid. Tell us a little bit about this, because it sounds as though there's some genuine interest in him.
Well, listen, yeah, I mean, without a doubt, he's an outstanding player. And, you know, what team wouldn't want to have a player of that caliber within their group? You know, obviously within the MLS, there's really strict guidelines and there's a whole discovery order system and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, those are all the kind of the real world stuff that we deal with. But, you know, he's an amazing player, and I think any team would love to have him in their group.
Yeah, we know that Chicago and Montreal are ahead of the Dynamo in the discovery process. If it got to the Dynamo, how serious really is the club? And I think that's what the fans want to know about potentially signing him.
Well, listen, I think we've shown, you know, we have we're willing to make investments. You know, we have an ownership group that showed that, especially this last offseason with some of the acquisitions that we made. And they were significant investments in players like Ellis and Cabezas and you know, some of the other guys we've been bringing in. So our ownership group is definitely willing, and it's obviously it has to be the right player, the right timing. And so, you know, like, it's one of those things that, you know, sometimes you're a little bit, you just have to kind of let the processes unfold within our league and see how it all shakes out. But, you know, he's a player that we think very highly of amongst many others. But again, we also know that there's, you know, obviously there's this discovery process within the league.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us. Let's go back to Fernando Torres, because to me the bigger question is once you've answered if you're interested in him, can he really fit in Houston? Can he fit in this setup under Wilmer? Can he fit in Major League Soccer? And how much risk do you assume paying big money for a guy like Fernando Torres?
Well, like, I can't, you know, I don't want to say, you know, put the cart before the horse with anything that we're saying, Glenn. I mean, look, he's a great player, and we're not, you know, again, it's a player that, you know, there's other teams that have a strong interest in him. You know, we can't really, I'm not, I wish I could, but
I'm not really allowed or at liberty to discuss that because I just don't have the rights within the league to go through that just because of our rules and regulations. So I know that's kind of the lame answer.
Okay.
And I apologize, and it's not a great answer for all of our great fans and your listeners, but we have to, you know, kind of, you know, adhere to those policies within the league.
Understood. But, I mean, are you okay to comment on, like, him as a player? Would he fit with an Albert Elise and a Ramel Kyoto?
I mean, look,
yeah. Well,
I don't know that there's a team. I don't think there's a team in the MLS that he, you know, I mean, he's a great player. But, you know, again, we're not in the discussion at this time. You know, so obviously, look, we really like our team. We really like our group. We really like, you know, obviously Moro is a young and talented player that we're really pleased with, and is growing. He's obviously just 22 years old. Albert, just 22 years old. Romel, I think last time I was on your show, you asked me a lot of questions about Romel, and I was, you know, I was, you know, very confident that he was going to be fine and he was moving in the right direction, and I'm glad that that was the case. So, you know, we're happy with our group, but we're always looking to improve. You know, obviously you saw we were one of the most active teams in the league this last window, and we're going to continue to always look to push the envelope with the team.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan, he's been in Germany, he's been in Portugal, he's been in Sweden. Swedish trip that was supposed to take 3 to 4 days, I guess, ended up almost 2 weeks getting the Lundqvist deal done. Give us some insight to him as a left back and kind of tell our fans what we can expect to see with that Swedish left back.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Is that, you know, really was over there, supposed to be a 4 or 5 day trip, and it ended up being, you know, a lot longer of a trip. And then at the end of the trip, went to Portugal and had to go through Germany as well to take a look at a couple other guys. But Lundqvist, you know, it's not easy to get a player at 24 years old that's starting every game, you know, that's in the middle of a team season, out. And especially, you know, just because the overlap of the, you know, our window doesn't line up with the rest of the world. But, you know, really, it got to be a situation where I was there and, you know, I kind of just got to the point when you're up against the window where it's like, look, I'm not leaving without signed documents. You know, and we had obviously a lot of jockeying back and forth with the club. And spent a lot of time in a little city named Boros trying to close the deal. Unfortunately, we got it done before the window. And it was really important to get it done before the window, that and Luis Gil. Because, you know, it's just tough when you come mid-season with a team and, you know, you're talking 10 games. You know, and you want to get those guys in as soon as possible to get integrated within your group and to contribute. Adam's a good player, very technical, you know, very good left foot, tactically very sound. He's played a lot of, you know, over 100 games within for his club team at the highest level in Sweden. Played a lot of important competitions, you know, for the national team, has represented the full national team, is really excited to get it with our group and to learn, you know, learn from a guy like DeMarcus, you know, who obviously is has done it for many years at the highest level.
Is he versatile, or is left back really where the target is? Because if it is, then that's going to be a battle with DeMarcus Beasley, right?
Yeah. No, he left back's his primary position. You know, he's naturally left-footed. You know, very clean with the ball, very clean with his distribution, very good crossing the ball on in the run of play and on set pieces. And again, yeah, our goal is just to continue to have competition at every position. And that, you know, unfortunately, Dylan's been out, you know, and Dylan's, you know, a big part of our club as well. You know, we're supporting him in his recovery. But at the same time, you know, it's important that we keep, you know, we have options at every position. And, you know, obviously, you know, DeMarcus, you know, he's a consummate professional and he wants to play every single game, but, you know, also, you know, we have to look within the framework of a season. And look, we got to get younger, Glenn. I mean, we got to get younger. You've seen, I mean, you know, Gil's 24, Lundqvist is 24, Fuenmayor 21. You know, Watts, who's come in, is a good age as well. So we just have to continue to keep getting the team younger. And that's the reality.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan, that's funny you say that, because that was my next question, was were you concerned in certain areas of the team with age? Because we all have a shelf life. It doesn't matter who we are. We all have a shelf life. So you answered that question. You are really trying to make this team even more younger.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's important. You know, it's important there's a lot to be said. And I mean, you've seen the way the league is evolving. And there's just a lot to be said. Look, I don't know if, you know, 3-4 years ago, you know, you're seeing, you know, guys like Ring and NYFC, you know, some of our young guys. If you're seeing even a European, you're seeing a lot more Europeans that are in those prime ages that are making this a league of choice. I don't know if that was possible 3-4 years ago. You know, I don't know. I think that, you know, the way people are viewing our league is drastically changing, and that makes me very excited.
Is that basically a lot of that have to do with targeted allocation money and general allocation money?
Yeah, I think more targeted allocation money. I mean, you know, the infusion of targeted allocation money was really, you know, an important initiative for our league to close the gap between Liga MX teams and ourselves. And, you know, that's why there was such a huge emphasis on the CONCACAF Champions League this year, probably more than past years. And that gap is closing, you know, and now, you know, I think you're going to see even more, you know, the quality of Liga MX teams, and, you know, it's really on par with MLS teams. And I think you're exactly right. The infusion of targeted allocation money has really been a game changer because you're able to really get players in a different category. You're able to acquire players. I mean, look at our TAM players, our targeted allocation money players. You have Juan David Cabezas, we bought from Deportivo Cali. We bought Romel Kyoto from Olympia. Mauro Minotas, we fully acquired him using targeted allocation money. And now Adam Lundqvist, who's 24 years old. So I think it's huge. And you're going to see even more of that. There's more initiatives in this league on the horizon that we can't talk about right now, but are going to continue to push the envelope.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us. Back to just Torres in the striker position. Is that an area that you do want to make deeper right now? Because with Andrew Wenger playing right back and Kubo Torres moved on, it seems there is a little bit less competition in that area of the field.
Yeah. Well, by the way, you're a pretty smart guy. You had a lot of foresight about Wenger when last time I was in studio, right?
Oh, I don't know about I think that was an easy call. You had that call, too. That was easy.
Now, listen, he's got versatility, and he's been great, you know, and he's been doing a really good job at right, and he's obviously covered a little bit of left back as well.
I think he's been excellent there.
Yeah, look, he's got a very good profile. And, you know, the thing is, too, is that he, you know, and you know this, sometimes when you're coming from a deeper position, you can pick and choose moments to get forward and find gaps. And even you saw, unfortunately, we didn't capitalize on it, but the last minutes of that Minnesota game, he made a great late run. He slipped Morrow in, and unfortunately, we didn't get a goal. But so Andrew's done well there. Look, we're very happy with our attackers. You know, getting Romel back has been key for us because it just makes teams have to be very honest with us, and they know they can't overplay one side to Albert. And again, Morrow is a very good player. He's growing, and so we're very happy with those guys. And even, you know, you got Memo as well, who came in and did a great job last game. Arturo is chomping at the bit. Boney came in. He hasn't played wide much, and he came in really well last game out wide. And I got to give Wilmer a lot of credit. You know, his subs really made a big difference last game to get the win. So we're happy with our attackers. You know, Thomas is growing. Lewis Gill, all of a sudden you get him in the mix, and I've seen it myself. You know, that just kind of puts everyone on their toes out of training as well, because it's just another talented young player in the attacking third. And Lewis, we sent him down to RGV last week to get some game minutes, and he did very well. So he's getting more rhythm, and he'll be in the mix as well. So we're happy with our attackers, but, you know, look, it's like anything. We're always looking from window to window to have options available and to continue to push this thing along.
He's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan, back from a trip helping secure the Lundqvist deal, the Swedish left back. Okay, so at the beginning of the Rocket season, I heard the general manager, Daryl Morey, asked a question, and the question was, you know, what is the target this year? Something along those lines. And he said, the Golden State Warriors. And, that, you know, it was basically, hey, the best, I guess, in the West, right? And, you know, here the Rockets are against the Golden State Warriors. Where is the bar for the Dynamo? I mean, I know it's playoffs, but is it, you know, being in these crunch situations, trying to be the fifth or sixth place team in the West at the end of the season, or, you know, is it the top three spots? What is the goal? Because based on the way the league goes, you are afforded time to put your teams together. You don't have to be in that much of a rush because you can absorb losses and moments where maybe you're not getting points to a degree.
Yeah. I think the goal is always to, of course, make the playoffs, but, you know, you want to get into a position where you know, you're hosting playoff games. You know, I think, you know, we saw that last year, that home field advantage makes a huge difference. You know, so that's the goal. That's the goal. And I think the biggest goal is to be peaking at the right time. You know, last year, obviously when the hurricane came, you know, really took us a little bit of time to recover from that. But, you know, it's credit to the guys, they did. You know, so I think the key for is obviously, you know, you want to get in the playoffs first. You know, you really want to put yourself in a position to be hosting games. But the key is peaking at the right time. You know, that's the key. And you know, and hopefully, if you know, you can avoid that play-in game, that's a tough one, you know.
Yeah, Matt Jordan, Dynamo general manager, calling us, calling in here, and getting this one done here ahead of the show. So this is an interview we did probably about a half hour before the show. For those of you listening in at this point, he has been on the road in Europe. Memo Rodriguez. So he comes off the bench, scores a dramatic game winner. He has had limited minutes. He is a bright young talent with a tremendous work ethic, as great a young man as you'll ever meet. What's the plan with him? And, you know, I know it's difficult for him to get minutes right now, and it is a challenge for him, and he has to earn those minutes. But what is the plan for him? Because at some point, he's got to get more minutes, right, Matt, in MLS competition.
Yeah. Well, I think... doing what he did last week, you know, I mean, the good thing about Memo is he lets his play and his work speak for him. You know, obviously, his preseason was affected by having an off-season knee surgery. So we had to, you know, it took a little more time. You know, he didn't have a full preseason. So we had to kind of build him up and get him back finding rhythm. You know, and even if you look last, maybe 2 weeks ago, you know, he went down to RGV. And again, this is a guy that he goes down and he knew he has the right attitude. He went down, you know, knowing, look, I need game minutes to have rhythm and to be fit and to be ready. And sure enough, he goes down there, scores the game winner, Max Steves assists on the goal. And that's just so important because you saw right away when he went in last game, he was ready. And that's, you know, Memo's the type of guy that, you know, he's going to continue to force his way in there. And it's a good problem for Wilmer to have, for sure. And one thing I really like about Wilmer, you know, he's not afraid to give these guys, you know, a run. And, you know, and Memo's a testament to that. And so, you know, we're just happy that he's gotten back off his knee injury in the offseason and he's finding rhythm again.
Juan David Cabezas is such a big part of the team last year. His bite, his determination, his steal in midfield and edge that he brings, certainly that's something the Dynamo need. He is a starter. I don't think there's any question. So what's the timeline on him? Do we see him in another week or two? Where is he? Because, man, this is one heck of a hamstring injury.
He's a vital piece. He's a vital piece to the team. He's a rock. And he's really important to what we're doing. He's working his tail off, he's building back up his fitness. And so, you know, we're very optimistic. We'll be seeing him soon. You know, Darwin has stepped in and done well. Obviously, you know, maybe there's a couple plays here or there that he would prefer to do. To do better on, but you know, as a whole, he's been a great acquisition and complemented Eric very well. But of course, getting Juan back will be great because you know we want to have those competition, you know, in those spots. I mean, if you look at him, Philippe, Cabezas, Philippe Senderos, Jared Watts, those guys are all. I'm sorry, look at my board here. Those guys are all getting closer to being back in the mix, and that's going to be vitally important for us. especially as, you know, we're getting closer to, you know, the World Cup and you know, the likelihood of Machado leaving and that type of stuff. So we need those guys back, and they're getting there. They're getting there for sure.
I saw a report from Corey Repkin that Cabezas had a setback with the hamstring. Is that on record?
Is that recent?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, so he's so what do you think? He's two weeks away?
I hate to put any timelines on things, but, you know, I saw him yesterday. I was out of training. And I mean, he was working so hard. And
is he with the full team, Matt, or is he on his own?
He's been working. They've been working with a group of guys that are recovering from injury, and then doing some supplemental fitness. So, you know, hopefully they'll be building back into training here. You know, not too long from now.
How about Dylan Remick? Everybody seems to be very concerned about him because it's a head injury, and man, he hasn't even seen the field this year, which I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, no, listen, Dylan is first of all, unbelievable person, unbelievable pro, great player. You know, he's been steadily increasing his workloads. You know, we're just working to provide him the support, you know, that he needs. And so he has a great attitude, and he's no one wants, I know, knowing him and the competitor he is, you know, obviously wants to get back in the mix as soon as possible, but it's important that we, you know, we follow these protocols with concussions. And so he's steadily building up his activity levels, and you know, we're making sure that we provide him the support he needs.
And AJ De La Garza, any timeline on him?
Yeah, AJ is another one. I mean, he's in that mix. You know, I'd say, AJ, you know, all the feedback that we've gotten from our medical staff and our sports science department is AJ is doing great. He's on target. You know, the biggest thing that we don't want to do is we want to make sure that we don't rush him. You know, of course we want him back, but we want to make sure that we, you know, that he gets back the right way. So I can't give you any set timelines on all these guys, but they're all moving at different rates, but they are all moving in a good direction, which is good for us.
I mean, do we see any of these guys in the next 3-4 weeks, potentially?
I hope so.
All right.
I hope so. That's the goal.
Matt, as always, thank you for the time. Thank you for the information. I'm sure the fan base appreciates it as well, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks for the update on everything.
Yeah, no, listen, I appreciate it, Glenn, and I always do my best to answer as many of the questions as possible, but as always, I really appreciate your dedication to the sport in our city.
Thanks for coming on, Matt.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, so that was Matt Jordan. We wrap it up with him tonight here, and we thank you very much for joining us on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. We'll be back 7 Central next week. Don't forget, May 26th, we're over at FM Kitchen and Bar. We are doing that wonderful post-game Soccer Matters show after the Champions League final between Real Madrid and Liverpool. So get over there. I'd love to see you out there and support Soccer Matters. I'm going to have some goodies out there as well as ESPN 97.5. Also, don't forget the Gorgeous Gale and Peter. That's where we're going to have 7 live shows during the World Cup. Gorgeous Gale 55 Morningside. And with the World Cup rapidly approaching, it's time to get your home theater situation sorted out. THS is the place to go and get set up for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Tranquility Home Systems, THS. They'll come out, they'll get you a quote, and they'll get you on your way to home theater installation with all the latest 4K video technology. Tap into 20 years of THS experience. It's my friend Jesse. Contact him at 281-506-7822 or email at jesse@ths3inc.com. Better yet, go to the website, www.ths3inc.com. THS, they will get you set up with home theater, home automation, networking, lighting designs, motorized shades, and home audio. Jesse, check his company out. THS, www.ths3inc.com. For Jose Partida, Victor Ariza, I'm Glenn Davis. 7 o'clock Central Time next week. Remember, soccer matters.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.